Finn's weekend, always exciting to be around players and be around the fans of the Miami Dolphins. Cornerback Nolan Carroll joining us. Nolan, did you play golf today? A lot of guys had sticks in their hands, and they were, some were good, some weren't very good. Did you get a chance to get out there?
No, I didn't. I know my limitations, man, so I didn't even try and attempt it.
Now, do your limitations carry over to fishing tomorrow, or do you like to do that?
No, I like to fish. A couple years ago, I caught a shark.
So get out of here.
I did. All wrong books, though, boat. So hopefully I can do it again this year.
Now, what's your catch for tomorrow? Are you on a specific boat? Are you going out? Do you know who you're going out with?
I'm not sure yet. It's whoever they paired me with, it doesn't matter. It's all about having fun. You know, it's not necessarily about what you catch. It's about the people that you camaraderie with, that you communicate with, and just talking to each other and figuring out what they like to do, what you like to do, and certain things like that.
Well, this weekend raises millions of dollars through the Miami Dolphins Foundation, and you talk about people, a lot of new faces on the Miami Dolphins this year for football. And how excited are you to get started on Tuesday with a mini camp, an OTA, to get back on the football field?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. It felt like it's been forever since we have played our last game, and especially for me, it was kind of cut short. So I'm just ready to get back out. I'm itching to get back out there and continue where I left off from last season.
One of the storylines of this season coming up in 2013, competition. A lot of different positions have competition. Cornerback is one of those. What are you doing to kind of look back, to critique yourself, to get yourself healthy, number one, but to get yourself in that starting rotation?
It definitely comes down to technique once again. You can never underestimate your technique, and I think that's one thing that helped me out a lot last year was my technique and the study for the game, being able to know different situations. And getting that experience through those 14, 15 games that I played, and carrying that over into these OTAs, because I know what to expect now.
A lot of new faces like we were talking about. Brett Grimes, one of those guys. Have you been able to kind of talk with him, get to know him a little bit, and watch his play and how he will fit with the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, he's definitely got a good reputation as being a lockdown defender. You know, despite his size, it doesn't matter. And you can tell that right away. You know, he's a good guy. He's a good character guy. We can all tell that. He fits in well with what we're doing. He fits in well with the players. And we're excited to have him. You know, any addition that make us better as a team is always good.
Lastly, Kevin Coyle's defense may have a couple new exotic looks this year with Jordan on the outside, couple new players on that side of the football. How comfortable are you going in to this defense for the second year?
I'm very confident now. Now that we know how our coaches communicate with us and what they expect from us and how they expect us to think and react as a team, I think last year it was filling each other out for the most part. And we've had a comfort zone with each other, but it wasn't until towards the later half of the season where we understood each other. We understood what each other was thinking, and if we bounced ideas off each other, there was no being combative. It was all agreeance because they understood that we knew that what we had to expect from each other as a team to do well.